Good afternoon, everybody. As Amy said, I am Michelle Tatey, and I am here to present findings from a project called Sharing Stories, which was a photojournal project that I conducted with women living with HIV. And my co-authors, Janae Massey and Dr. Lloyd, are both in the audience as well. So the basic gist of Sharing Stories was I wanted women living with HIV to be able to basically share their life experiences through photos. And I asked them specifically to focus on their health strengths and challenges. And in addition to this being something I thought would be beneficial to women, as an HIV prevention researcher, I also wanted to learn from this project how I could improve prevention programs and services for women living with HIV. I have been doing prevention work for a while, and I've been really doing some traditional work where I would help women living with HIV learn how to use condoms or talk to them about how to disclose their HIV status to their partners. And although these skills were important for women, what they told me over and over was they really wanted venues and spaces where they could talk to each other about their lives and connect those experiences to their health decisions. So I was really excited to do photojournal work with women living with HIV. The photographers in Sharing Stories, there was 10 of them. 9 were African American, 1 was white. They were around 40 years old and had been living with HIV for around 8 years, and I recruited all of the women from a local clinic in Philadelphia. The way the project worked was we had a series of 3 meetings. In the first meeting, I basically told women what the project was about. We brainstormed what they could take pictures of, what they shouldn't take pictures of. And then in meetings 2 and 3, we discussed the photos and problem-solved any issues that came up around the photos. And then we also planned a photo exhibit and showed the photos at a local event in Philadelphia for AIDS Education Month. So I'm going to give you a very brief summary of the outcomes. I'm sure everybody in the room knows that it's hard to do any presentation in 15, 20 minutes, and it is really hard to do these photojournal presentations in a little bit of time because you just want to share the photos. So this is a brief picture. Before showing you the photos, I do want to talk for a minute about the process. I went into this really unsure how it would work. These are women living with a stigmatized illness. Would they want to show themselves on camera? Would they want to share their experiences? And I learned, at least for this cohort, that they really did. Marcy here talks about how many pictures she took. China addresses the HIV issue directly and says, "I'm not scared of taking a picture of me. I'm not scared of how people treat a person with HIV. It is what it is. I have HIV. If God didn't want me to have it, I wouldn't have it. It's my destiny. I got raped and I got HIV, but it's my destiny." So even though she's living with a stigmatized illness and dealing with certain challenges, she wants to show that. We did a pretty basic thematic analysis to pick out the categories that summarize the pictures that women were photographing most often. And these were the themes that came up in the pictures throughout the project. And I will share with you a couple examples from each theme. So it was really common for women to want to capture their health in photographs. And one of the most common things that they wanted to tell other people was that even though they had HIV, they weren't sick, and they weren't dying, they weren't falling over. They really wanted to negate the stereotype. So this is a picture of Roz, and here she says, "I'm alive. I don't think about my HIV when I'm walking down the street or when I'm talking to somebody. I'm just a person like everybody else in the world trying to survive, who's going to survive. HIV, it don't have me. I've got it, but it's working with me." Similarly, this is Rose, and she called herself the diva, and wanted to make it clear that even though she had HIV, she was still the diva. "I'll be 60 and I'm the diva. Just because you have HIV does not mean you are destined." The women in this project also made it clear that social support was very important to them, and they also wanted to capture in pictures that experience. This is a picture by a photographer named Pearl, who's pointed out in the picture here, and she took a picture of all of her different family members to show the support around her and said that the project and the camera gave her a chance to connect with other people and see the beauty of other worlds. This is a picture taken by a participant named V. It's of her stepfather, and she was dealing with a number of different challenges and wanted to photograph him because he had been helping her through these things. She, even though she was sick, worked an all-night paper route, and here describes how he helped. Super Pop helps with my paper route. It all started when I got the route because I had just come out of the hospital from a leg aneurysm when I almost died. It was a drug overdose. He started, make sure nobody bothered me in the middle of the night. He's also one of the first ones I told I was positive, before my mom or before anybody knew. Spirituality, or women's religion, was also another common way that they got support. And I'm just going to read this because it's a really powerful quote by Miss S. about the role of spirituality in her life. Sometimes we feel like with HIV that we've burnt down. But in the end, this will be rebuilt into something. I'm at a place in my life where I want to be resurrected, you know? I'm very spiritual. I'm at a place where I want to release a lot of stuff, a lot of anger, hurt, pain. My daughter's father, the stupid guys I've even talked to, the hurt behind that relationship, growing up in a single-parent household. I want to let that go so I can move forward, become a better-looking IHOP. It was also really common for women in the project to talk about a journey they had taken throughout their illness, from despair to hope, and how religion played a role in that journey. And this is a quote by Sweet where she says, "I'm proud of myself. I've come a long way. I thought my sickness was going to take me. My pastor knows about my sickness, and he let me know it's still okay. And this is my new family of baptism and new life." This is a picture of her son being baptized in her church. It was also really common for women to photograph their challenges in this project. And because of time, I'm not going to read through this whole quote here, but this is a picture taken by Miss S. where she shows the general irony between how everything looks like it's in control in D.C., but everything's really a mess because their rates of AIDS are so high. And she made the general point that policymakers are a bit out of touch with what's going on with women's lives. In addition to general issues, women also attack specific issues in this project. This is Bobby, and Bobby was, I think, inarguably the most powerful participant in our project, and she really also embodied what we hoped would happen in the project. She had HIV, not AIDS, so she wasn't qualified for housing support in Philadelphia because of that, frustratingly so. And she took a whole series of photographs that documented her poor housing. And you can see the picture on the bottom is a picture of her basement. She says her conditions were unbearable, caused her a lot of stress, which was the point of the center picture here, to show you how stressed she was. And she did everything she could to try to help herself. The top picture is of a refrigerator that she literally drug from a dumpster to her apartment. She's like not very much bigger than me, and she actually drug this to her apartment. And like I said, she took a series of photos. And what happened with her was she showed these photos to her church, and they actually first wound up getting her a new refrigerator, and then they wound up getting her into new housing. So it was a really nice story for the project. And she says here, "I took the picture of the old dirty refrigerator to the church, and they got together and got me a new refrigerator. I was very happy. I filled it up. I was happy. I don't have to keep putting the door back on. I have something else to keep myself healthy." So in some ways a small victory, because she still had many challenges in her life, but in other ways a major victory for her to document this problem and come to a solution that quickly. The most common question that people ask me about doing photojournal work is, why photos? Can't you just get women together and have them talk about the issues? And I really do believe that the camera adds something. I think it gives women a new tool and a new way to look at their problems, but also a new way to look at solutions. And, you know, I think, you know, if you look at bullet point number two here, you saw there that women wanted to visually document their strengths, and they couldn't do that in other ways without the camera. The third bullet point here, too, was also interesting in that one of the participants said this project actually helped her combat her isolation. She didn't get to see her family a lot, particularly her son. He had been in prison. But with the camera, she could take a picture of her family and remember that happy time, and it could motivate her when she was going through rough times, and it motivated her to stay healthy, really. When you see the pictures, it's hard to ignore the problems, and you know, the women knew that, and that's why they wanted to capture their problems this way. Second bullet point, the camera really gave people a concrete way to take control over what was happening around them. And for anyone who works with women living with HIV, one of the things you notice right away is that women have tons of challenges, and it's really overwhelming to figure out how to help them. And this was a way where women could set the priorities. Women could take a look at all their challenges and develop a concrete plan for what they wanted to address. There's a number of lessons that Janae and I learned doing the project, and I'm not going to go through each one of these in detail right now. I think it'll be good for the question and answer session, particularly if you in the audience have questions, because there were things that we learned and I'm hoping to, you know, do better with in the future. I did want to end briefly telling you about my next steps, because I am still doing photo voice work. I thought the Sharing Stories project was very powerful. It didn't have a very strong evaluation component, so I do have a small bit of funding to continue photo voice projects with women living with HIV in the St. Louis area, which is closer to where I am now. And the project does include a stronger evaluation component, so I can follow up with women after they've taken photos, after they've done their exhibit, and ask them directly about how the project affected them and their well-being and, you know, perhaps facilitated empowerment. So that's it, and just in ending, I obviously wanted to thank the women who shared their photographs, as well as some other people who were a key part of making the project happen.